The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuez, Anzile, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalan, Bahetz Kabel, Esami Tukadam Israel Lo Tikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airways. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I can allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you and God keep you. May He shine His face upon you and give you peace. May He bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Today, we have Hoodoo money reading. Now, that is a detailed reading about your money and its flow towards you. Yes, sir. A detailed reading about your money and its flow towards you. Well, we'll be giving them today. Whoever wants them will get one. All you got to do is just call 619-924-9801. Again, 619-924-9801. And the third time, 619-924-9801. Well, I'd like you to know. Well, today, we have a certain number of things happening. Yeah, we have a certain number of things happening. And today is one day before election. The election is tomorrow. Well, the whole world is crazy about who's going to win the election. But we ain't. We ain't, because we know God is going to win. That's right. God's going to win the election. Now, I got a few messages for you to listen to. First of all, And then we will go into our money readings, okay? Now, hold on. Hold on. Every single person, just listen to these messages. Yeah, just listen to them. These are some messages of great importance to you. They are greatly important. Now, don't go nowhere because we'll be right back. Now, don't go nowhere, okay? All right.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow, to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say. Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Now we will have the hoodoo money readings. But first of all, we're going to pray. Okay? Now, Baruch Hashem, O seven spirits of God, you hold all things in your hands. Give unto me the power to know all things through this device, which I now hold in my hands. Send them through the spirit of Yehewehe, the spirit of Chokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Gevur, the spirit of Da'at, and the Yira Yehewehe. I do worship the one and only true God. Amen. Selah. His delight shall be in the fear of the Yehovah, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide for the hearing of his ears. With righteousness will he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. He shall smite with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yehovah, we're ready for the hoodoo money reading. Now, the first person is coming along is, well, this is a Skype call. 111. Well, hello. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, and I'm looking forward to my reading.
Okay, the Eight of Clubs is the first card. The Two of Clubs is the second card. And the Queen of Spades is the third card. And the fourth card is the Eight of Diamonds. Well, I'll tell you what, just hold on a second, and we will be right back. Okay, the Eight of Clubs and the Eight and the Deuce of Clubs are vibrating in the same sphere. So, the Eight of Clubs means luck. You will have a lot of luck. And in fact, the Eight of Clubs is really the four clubs twice, which means luck are coming and going. And the Deuce of Clubs means that the luck you have will be yours no matter where you go, no matter how you go or what you do. When you start and stop, you'll have the Deuce of Clubs. Now, the Queen of Spades, the Queen of Spades is a person who works for her money, the person who puts a whole lot of effort out. She will get her money no matter what. Her money is something which she will always embark upon. It's something which she has always seen. So the one that is on top of her is the Eight of Diamonds, which is really the Eight of Money. She has a lot of money. She has a lot of money, a whole lot of it. And the money seems that she will be a person who will hold her money. A person who will have her amount of money that any other person would. Now, that I advise you to use this month these numbers: 8, 2, 3, and 8. 8, 2, 3, and 8. And God will bless you real good, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye. Here we go. Someone is getting it already. Already. These are good cards. Now, here's a person here. Okay. 573, this is Papa. Say hello.
Yeah. Hey, Papa, thank you for taking my call, sir. I'd like to get a money reading, please.
Okay, your first card is the Nine of Spades, the Nine of Diamonds, rather. The second card is the Jack of Spades. The third card is the Two of Diamonds. And the fourth card is the Ace of Spades. Now, if you just hold on for 1 minute, we will see exactly what this is. Now, hold on. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Nine of Diamonds and the Eight.
Hey, Papa, I can't hear you.
Huh?
Papa, the music is playing. I can't hear you.
Okay. The Ace of Diamonds and the Deuce of Diamonds, along with the Nine of Diamonds, mean money. They mean much money. So, with the Nine of Diamonds, it's just a four duplicated. It's just a four duplicated. Now, it means you will have a lot of money. The Ace means that the money will be one there. It will be one thing in your life, which is above everything else. Now, the Deuce of Diamonds means that you will have money coming and money going. No matter where you move, you'll have money. Now, the Jack of Clubs symbolizes that there is a certain amount of effort there for it. Now, you have a certain amount of effort that you must make. Man, this effort is solely something which you will do. It's solely something you would do, but you have to make this enemy. You have to make this money. Now, for your blessing, I believe you should use these numbers. 9 2 1 0. 9 2 1 0. And the Lord bless you real good, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Papa.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Well. Somebody else has gotten blessed with this stuff. Well, now let's look again. 666. This is Papa. Hello?
Hello?
662, does Papa say hello?
Hello?
Here,
I was just trying to get a general reading.
Okay. The first card is the Ten of Clubs. The second card is the Jack of Diamonds. The third card is the Ten of Spades. The joke is the last card. Well. It's very, very good reading. Very good. Ten of Clubs means that you will have blessing. You will have good luck. No matter what you do, you will have good luck. Now, across from the Ten of Clubs is the Jack of money. Now, that money is yours. That is really a young man bringing you money. He's bringing you money. All the money is yours. Now, the Ten of Spades points to you in a certain step in getting money. You are doing certain things there. But on top of all this, there is the Joker. The Joker. Who in this case? Someone who is good. Who's just.
Come on, just get time to
be a everything you see, this Joker is sending you. Now, for your blessing, I advise you to use these numbers. 1 and 0. 1 1 1 hold it. 1 1 2 and 0. 1 1 2 and 0. And God bless you real good, okay?
Am I gonna have some children?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, God.
I say, am I gonna have some children?
Well, I can't tell you that in this one, but I guess, yeah, you'll have one. Yeah, you'll have another one. You have a boy.
I have a boy.
You have a big head boy kicking you and all that stuff. You have a boy.
How far along you think that'll be?
I can't tell you now, girl. I'm only doing money readings, okay?
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, okay. I'm just glad of the good luck. God been blessing you week.
Okay, come back tomorrow. We'll try again tomorrow, okay?
Okay. And what was that number about you was calling me? I just had that question.
The number? It
mm-hmm.
was lottery.
It was lottery?
The lottery. 1 1 1 2 and 0.
1 2 and 0.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. God bless you. God keep you.
God bless you, too.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, sir. Now, that is good. Okay, here's another one. 573, this is Papa. Say hello.
Papa, this is 248.
248. Well, okay, 248. Okay. What do you want? Hello, hello. Now, you want a read?
Yes, I would like a money reading, please.
Okay, the Six of Hearts is your first card. The Five of Diamonds is your second card. The Five of Spades is your third card. And the Nine of Clubs is your fourth card. Okay. The Six of Hearts and the Five of Diamonds go together because love equals money. Love and money work on the same vibration. So with the love, you will get more money. You will get more money, you know, and you will have, you will always have money. You'll always have it. Now, the Five of Spades is there, which means money, which means certain effort, which means that all you have to do is just put your effort into your money getting. Just your money. Just, that's all. That's all. Your money will be there no matter what an individual says. No matter what a person does, no matter how a person thinks or is going, your money will be there. Now, the Nine of Clubs. Now, the clubs are luck or prosperity. They are luck, fortunate. You will be fortunate. You will have your money because it's going to come to you. It's going to come to you no matter what people say, no matter what they do, no matter how you go. Yours is going to be there. Now, this is what I expect you to do. I expect you to use these numbers. 6, 5, 5, and 9. 6, 5, 5, and 9. Now, if you use them, the Lord will bless you real good. Now remember that 6, 5, 5, and 9. Now God bless you and God keep you.
God bless you, Papa. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, okay, I'm going to tell you, we're going to listen to a commercial for a minute, and we will be right back. Now, don't nobody go nowhere. Nobody go nowhere, okay? All right.
Don't miss Papa Says Quick Instant Blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The Quick Instant Blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The Quick Instant Blessing. Be there.
Okay. 573, we're back on the air. 573, this is Papa Say. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Would you like
a
reading?
Yes, thank you.
Sure can. Sure can. The first card is the 8 of spades. The second card is the 5 of clubs. The third card is the king of clubs. And the fourth card is the 4 of clubs. Well, 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 well. You have all lucky cards there. All lucky cards. Now, that 8 of spades means effort. Certain amount of effort you will do, but you have all other lucky cards of that. Now, that 8 of spades means a certain effort, a certain amount of work, a certain amount of, you know, I don't know, things that you will do to bring money. But it goes along with the 5 of clubs, which goes along with the 4 of clubs, which goes along with the king of clubs. Now, all those clubs mean luck or prosperity. You shall have money no matter what a person looks like. In fact, you can work hard for it. You will try to get it. You will work hard for it. You will go ahead and get it. But your own fortune will give you your money. Your own fortune will bring it to you. You don't have to even worry about it. Your own fortune will bring it to you. Now, I expect you to use these numbers. 8, 5. Okay. 7 and 4. 8, 5, 7, and 4. And God bless you. Good. Just keep
Thank
on
you.
Using 8, 5, 7, and 4, and the Lord will bring it to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay. We got another one here. We got another one. Okay. 646 is Papa. Say hello.
Hey, Papa. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I would love to get a money reading to see what's going to happen for me financially.
Okay. Your first card is the Queen of Diamonds. Your second card is the 3 of Hearts. Your third card is the 10 of Diamonds. And your fourth card is the 3 of Diamonds. Well, well, well. You have the Queen of Diamonds, but you have the 3 of Hearts. And that's money and love. Now, with love and money together, you have a blessing. With the love comes the money. With the money comes the love. Now, that queen of diamonds means that you will have much money. Now, with that money, because it's a queen, you will have money beyond any person that could even ever or ever even know. Now, that three means that you will have that money in the past, in the present, and in the future. In the past, in the present, and in the future. Now, I know that. How do I know that? Because the cards tell me that. That 10 of hearts and that 3 of hearts is nothing but money. That 10 of diamonds means you will have money just coming at you from all sides, all different sides. But that 3 of diamonds means that you will have money past, present, and future. So you're going to do good no matter what any individual says, no matter what they think or what they could have thought of. This will be definitely good for you. Now, I expect you to use these numbers. I expect you to use these numbers. 2, 3, 1, and 3.
Okay.
2, 3, 1, and 3. I'll do it again. 2, 3, 1, and 3. And God will bless you real good, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm telling you, we are going along pretty good here. Yes, sir. We are going along pretty good. We got another person. 803. This is Papa. Say hello.
Hello. Hello, Papa. Thank you for taking my call, sir. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful, sir. I would like a money reading.
Okay, the first card is the 6 of clubs. The second card is the 7 of diamonds. The third card is the 8 of spades. And the fourth card is the 5 of diamonds. Well, the 6 of diamonds, the 6 of clubs, is a luck card. This means that you are surrounded by the luck. You have luck guard you, so to speak. You have luck, you know, to one side of you, have luck to another side of you. Now, the reason why you have the luck is because of the 7 and the 8. I mean, the 5 and the 7. The seven means you have love. No matter what a person says, you have love. And the 5 means love, too. It means that the love is all around you. Now, the love surrounds you wherever you go. You cannot get away from it. That love is encircling you. It is covering you. That love is all around you. Now, you have the 7 of, you have the, I'm sorry, you have the 8 of spades. Now, the 8 of spades means that certain things you are doing are conducive to everything that you're looking for. You will have certain money, no matter what a person says. Because why? Because of your own effort, your own doing, your own commercializing, your own effort in it. You do. Now, I tell you, for your blessings, use this week, 6, 7, okay, 5 and 5, 6, 7, 5 and 5. And whatever they say, this is a blessing for you. 6, 7, 5 and 5. And the Lord will bless you real good. Okay? Now God bless you.
Thank you, and may God continue to bless you as well. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, don't nobody go yet. Don't nobody go. Don't nobody go yet. Because, well, we have some more. We have some more. We have some more. Well, I'll do it.
Don't miss Papa Says Quick Instant Blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The Quick Instant Blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The Quick Instant Blessing. Be there.
Okay. One thing I'm going to talk about. One thing I want to talk about. And that is Las Vegas. Las Vegas. And the reason why I'm talking about Las Vegas is serious. It's just one thing. And you want to know what it is? That town is haunted. That town, Las Vegas, is haunted. Now, we see all kind of casinos and stuff there, but Las Vegas is a haunted place. It is a haunted place. Now, the Las Vegas Strip is not just another tourist stop. It is the ultimate destination of a good time. It is a small city within a city. And that small city's name is The Strip. The Strip is unique in that a majority of its population is constantly transient in this. You know, it's always moving. Of the 20 largest hotels in the world, 15 of them tower above the Strip. With well over 100,000 hotel rooms on the Strip, this city hosts over 30 million guests a year. 30 million a year. You can go get that now. The average stay is 3.7 days. However, for some the stay is a little more permanent. Deaths, murders, and suicides are something most people don't associate with the glitz, glamour, and gambling of Las Vegas. Most people come to Vegas for some fun and excitement, while others come to die. What happens here stays here is the philosophy of locals and visitors alike. Most visitors that practice acts of carnality in, quote, Sin City will keep those events to themselves when they return to their normal lives. In comparison, casinos and hotels that spend billions on their resorts also encourage silence when someone jumps off their parking garage, dies in a hotel fire, or a shot in their lobby. They want their business to concentrate on buffets, shows, and of course, dropping their retirement funds. Murder has always been a backdrop for the city. Now listen good. With the early days of mafia control, disputes were not settled in court, but in a hole in the desert. Car bombs, strangulations, and shootings were the risk you took when you met up with the underworld of Vegas. Things have changed since then. Large corporations run the show, while the gangsters shoot each other openly on the street. Deaths in Vegas can often be classified as suspicious. Although the tourist who dies from jaywalking or the senior citizen that gets heatstroke is conventional, the casino boss's young girlfriend who dies suddenly may pique the interest of a few. 78 people died under suspicious fire at the MGM. Although the case has been closed for 20-plus years, many think that an arsonist is still alive and has been responsible for numerous fires in the area. A new trend in death seems to be what? Construction deaths. As the results get bigger and more complicated, the death toll seems to grow with the construction grade. One recent new construction project has already claimed 6 lives. Now, sounds like the construction safety plan of a third world nation. Las Vegas has been labeled as the suicide capital of the world. Although this is not a true fact, Las Vegas does have a high percentage of suicide compared to its population. Las Vegas has a heftier suicide rate based on the fact that a number of out-of-towners make a pilgrimage to die there. Now, there is no clear reasoning why people come in to die on the Strip. Perhaps it's the large anonymity of the hundreds of thousands of people there. As one hotel worker told me, quote, "You are just a mess to clean up. In a week, we will have someone booked in that room. It happens." Now, very few suicides are related to actual gambling losses, as may be assumed. More are related to a love loss, drug addiction, and depression. The local authorities have claimed that suicides come in streaks. At times, there will be one or two a week. And other times, there will be a couple of weeks. But it always picks up around, you got it, the holidays. Overall, the Las Vegas Strip is relatively safe and secure if you use common sense as you would in any large city. You should stay out of our dark alleys, walk in groups, never try to jaywalk. The Vegas Strip is owned by companies that want you back. These Goliath companies put massive sums of money into security and time in protecting you. Let's face it, repeat business is big business. Now, with the ever-changing landscape and remodeling of the Las Vegas Strip, it was not plausible to go back 50 years. Long gone are the hotels and resorts from just 30 years ago. There are a multitude of locations that mob hits, murders, and suicides occurred that are now new resorts and parking lots. The entire Dunes Hotel rested where the current Bellagio fountains reside. It is not unheard of that construction crews would discover human remains when demolishing older hotels or casinos. Much like Hollywood, the talent of Las Vegas is removed quickly and replaced with a new, more attractive face. Every casino on the strip has a suicide or murder inside of it. Death is common, and it happens everywhere. If you are staying in a hotel built prior to 1980, then there is a good chance that someone may have died in the room you are staying in. Now, don't despair. No, don't despair. You are just participating in the dark history of Las Vegas Strip. That is something. Something that everybody needs to pay attention to it. Now, there is certain, how should I put it, haunted places there. There is certain haunted places there. There are certain places that are paranormal equipment. Even that, it will gather and it will, you will see a lot of it. But what happens? What happens? The people or the building or the site on which a certain bad thing happens is what? It's removed. And another one is put up. So what's happening? You have death upon death. Death upon death. And what is happening is that eventually they're all going to come back. They're all going to attack you. So, the best thing with Las Vegas is this. Go there with a party. Don't go by yourself. Go with somebody. Go with somebody. And stay where there is what? A crowd. Stay with the crowd. Then you don't have to worry about a bad person or a person. You have to worry about an EVP or nothing else. The ghost will tend to deal with his own self. Now, how was that? How was that? Was that great? I hope so. I hope you went to go ahead and look at that and tried to just stay there. Just stay with certain folks. Stay with certain folks. Well, there's somebody in the chat room which says that in Japan, there are 90 suicides per week. 90 suicides. Boy. Now, that is something. That is something. For a paranormal investigator, for a paranormal investigator, that is really, well, I hate to say it, it is really heaven. It is really heaven. It is really heaven. Now, with going to Las Vegas, one should always be cognizant of where he is. You should always be cognizant. Go in Las Vegas during the daytime. Go and gamble. Go to whatever show at night, but always go with a crowd. Never alone. Always with a crowd. Okay? Now, God will bless you. Yes, he will. He will bless you real good. If you do what? Mind your own business and take care of yourself. Mind your own business and take care of yourself. Because as it goes, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Okay? Well, I had a good time. All of you have been pretty good. You've been real nice. You've had a good session. We did some good readings. Now tomorrow we will do what? We will do success reading. Success reading. And you be here for it at 7 o'clock for success reading here on The Real Hoodoo. And remember, there is only one real hoodoo. And there is only one Papa Say. Good night, and God bless you, and we'll see you again. Yes, we will. All right. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the state of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.